Hello, my name is Russell Aboud. I'm here in El Paso, Texas. I'm 25 years old, and I'm conducting a StoryCorps interview with my partner, Crystal Corral, over sexual harassment and gender issues in the service industries. Hey, Crystal, how's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Good. I know we discussed about this interview, and I'm really excited and thankful to have you here.
I'm excited to answer your questions.
All right. So why don't we just start off by you telling me a little about yourself?
Well, my name is Crystal. I'm 22 years old. I'm in the hospitality industry, and I was born and raised in El Paso, Texas.
Nice. So you've been in the service industry at least since I've known you. And I know you, what was like the first couple of jobs you had, and like why did you start to seek out these jobs?
Well, the first couple of jobs that I had were fast food oriented. And the reason I started working was just because I wanted some extra income just to buy some things that I don't want my parents to. I don't want to bother my parents to buy for me. So it was just more for myself and just to get some things that I wanted.
Yeah, I feel like that happens with a lot of people just trying to, get some extra amenities or cool things that they need, or even just help out their family. Especially like in El Paso, having a lot of, or just being a minority dominated community. What was it like being a young woman trying to find a job here? What were the jobs that were most accessible to you when you first started?
I would say, I guess anywhere would be fast food places. It's kind of like it's not really so much like a long-term stable kind of job people really get to keep. So I think it was easy to get into like fast food restaurants, and from there I kind of just went on to hospitality and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know you've really had a lot of jobs since I've known you. And I just know like you've always been also trying to get your degree at the same time. Is it hard to try and balance school and having these jobs?
Everybody's different, but I guess in my case, it was kind of difficult just because the jobs that I would get were kind of like bar and grills, so they tend to close a little bit later. So I would go to school all day and then get out of school and then go straight to work, and I would neglect some of my school responsibilities. So I guess it just depends on the person, but as for me, it kind of was a challenge to try to balance it all.
Definitely. Do you feel that like there's sort of like a, I don't know how to say it, but like, do you feel like there's these jobs encourage like upward mobility, or is there like kind of like a ceiling of how far you can go in these like companies, especially being like a woman?
You can only get so far being in those types of industries. Maybe if you had some kind of like degree and stuff, you could eventually move up to like I guess like a higher kind of management. But just going from being like a drive-through worker, whatever, a cashier, you can only get so far. Probably the highest would be just like a regional manager at that. But I guess more requirements, more jobs require like degrees and stuff, so it's more requirements now.
Yeah, and what was the environment like in these in this like industry? What was it like working with men and the customers and things like that?
I mean, it was harsh for the, I guess, for the most part. I enjoyed it, though, after a while, just because I kind of knew how to set boundaries and all that. But for the first parts of it, I kind of would get irritated and people would get under my skin. So it's just hard learning how to deal with a bunch of different types of personalities, things like that.
Do you feel like people don't respect your boundaries? Like, I know a lot of people were kind of even rude to me when I would come visit you at your work.
Yeah, people don't know boundaries, but I guess it would be, I guess it's just the way I would set boundaries. I would kind of try to laugh it off and kind of try to think it wasn't such a big deal, but yeah, people have tough, like, thick skin, and if you let them get under it, it can definitely be something harsh to deal with. People can be rude, especially, I think I had more trouble with men than anything.
Yeah, I know you worked with not a lot of men, but a few, like, managers and stuff. What was it like working with men?
I mean, having them as your superiors, it's kind of hard to think that you have somebody you can confide in and trust, because most of the times they don't really respect you or see you as a person. I guess it's more like if they have kids or a daughter your age, then they kind of, you know how to treat you, but for the most part, they were all maybe max 30 years old, so they didn't have kids, and yeah, it's hard to get them to see like where you're coming from and just how you feel. So
yeah, I get that. It must be, especially because, like you said, you're a young woman and you're trying to support yourself. And, like, at the same time, these, like, companies and businesses are also trying to make money. Do you feel that, like, that kind of, like, affects a lot of different, like, things that fall down to where you work? Like, just dealing with, like, a manager who isn't treating you right. Like, who would you go to? Were there systems in place that you could, like, kind of, like, bring this to their attention? Or is it kind of, like, shunned because it's like everyone's basically trying to like look out for their own and try to like provide and stuff?
So I guess a lot of it would be manipulation. They try to make you think that you're overreacting or, you know, it's no big deal. But I guess it just depends on the companies that you work for. I know that a lot of local restaurants and companies that I worked for don't really have, like, an HR that you can go to. So it's,
wow.
Like, you can only go to a certain kind of, like, management. So, I mean, the most important people you could tell would probably be the owner of the bar or restaurant. And at that, they usually tend to hire a lot of their friends. So you can only go so far with complaining, but I mean, if it was a corporate job, it's kind of, I guess they would maybe listen to you more. I'm not too sure, but I know that you can go to like corporate, HR, different kinds of branches of management. So I guess it would just depend. But yeah, I guess for the most part, there's really no systems in place. I mean, they talk, I know that the hotel I was working at was a corporate job, so they did give us like the runaround about sexual harassment and, you know, like touching people isn't okay and all that kind of stuff. But regardless, I still had some managers that were a little too touchy. Yeah. But they thought that, you know, they had a kind of like a vantage point over you.
Mm-hmm. And they kind of like used their power like for you to kind of silence you or in a way.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, you want to be on good terms with them. So
of course,
it's not like you're gonna, you know, like slap their hand away from you or kind of like tell them like, what are you looking at? So yeah, it's hard. It definitely depends.
Yeah, and it might not even be years, or like, it's hard to speak up for sure. And I know even some of your past managers, we won't name them, but they have like actually had run-ins with the law and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? But I just think, like, do you feel like, I know even one time you were talking to me, you were saying how like a lot of people, or you didn't even feel that you were being sexually harassed. That's just crazy to me. And I feel like, do you think a lot of people know what it is, even if it's just like inappropriate flirting or like,
yeah, I mean, the way I think about it is, you should treat people the way you want to be treated, but at the same time, if you can't put yourself in their shoes, and I guess in a man's case, they should at least, think like about their mothers or their daughters or sisters, you know, being in your position, and, you know, they don't see it that way until they are in that position. So yeah, I don't think a lot of people, talk about it enough. So you don't really know like what it is until you're kind of like hearing other people talk about it. And then you're like, oh, wow, that makes sense. That happened to me, too. And then you kind of start, like piecing the puzzles together. So,
yeah. It's funny that you say, like, me, too, which is the movement that's, like, revolved around this. And how, like, if one person speaks up, like, a lot of people speak up. Do you feel like there's strength in numbers? Like, I know your first job, you worked with your best friend, Valeria. And like things like that, you know, how you guys can have each other's back.
Yeah, it's definitely empowering to have support and to know that you're not the only one that goes through it, because it's kind of hard to like say that you're going through something if you feel like nobody else is going through it. So
yeah, it's hard to be that first on the front lines, you know, that first person to speak up. And it reminds me of the movie North Country, which we actually watched together. And I think it's funny, we always get drawn to those like SIE forms of entertainment, even when, you know, like we're at home, like the Jackie Robinson, the 42 film that we watched. And I just really admire how much you can like empathize with people. Do you feel that like, although we have those forms of entertainment, Hollywood has its dark past, and our culture kind of like desensitizes us to a lot of maybe inappropriate sexual advances by men. How do you feel about that? And do you think it's getting worse or better with the tools, but also at the same time, like the enemies that you have to face on a daily basis?
I guess to a certain extent, it's helpful, just because, you know, you can relate to other people, as to where you don't really tend to talk to people, you know, about this kind of stuff. So it's nice to see people. I mean, it's not nice because that's nothing fun, but it's something relatable and something you can, relate to. But I think, it's helpful to know that you're not alone. And I guess to a certain extent, it would be
speaking about it, maybe.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you helping me with this. And I'm always going to be here for you. And I love you.
I love you too.
All right, thanks. We'll end it here. I think that was a good ending. I really appreciate you. All right, bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.